Kiribos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Tzadi Aleph, and we are here at Tzadi Amud Beis at the two dots, Tanur Rabbanon. Short time Shehemis Fehizik, right? If a short time, right, has kills somebody and does damage, right, it goes on a rampage and it kills somebody, and then it damages, you know, either the same guy or somebody else's property. So Dana Nosodin Nefashos Ve'in Dana Nosodin Imamanos, right? First thing we do is judge Dini Nefashos, and then we don't judge him for Dini Imamanos, because as you remember, again, this throws us back to the beginning of the Masechta, that a short time, right, you only pay me gufo, and you only pay from the body of the shore, and if the shore is chayiv misa, right, it's asur behadna, right, it's worth nothing, and therefore, right, you're not going to pay anything. There's nothing, there's no dini mamonos to do. That's what Rashi says. Muad, if it's a shore muad, though, shehemis vehizik, it killed somebody and then damaged, so then daninos dini mamonos, vechozin vedaninos dini nefashos, right, you judge the dini mamonos case, right, and then you judge it for dini nefashos. And again, because again, also you're going to pay from the aliyah, right? You're not going to pay from the gufo shel shore, right? You're going to pay both of them, right? It doesn't matter what the shore is worth. So then why do you have to do the mamonos first? As the Gemara continues and says, kidmu v'denuhu dini nefashos, ein chozrin v'denuhu dini mamonos. If you judge them for dini nefashos first, then you can't do the dini mamonos case. Why is that, right? Why is that? And that's what the Gemara says, right? That the Gemara asks, meaning if you don't have to pay from the body of the shore, yes, okay, the shore is chayiv misa, and it's not worth anything, but you don't have to pay from the body of the shore, but when you have a shore muad, you pay min aliyah. You pay from, you know, above and beyond that, from the guy's property. So who cares? Who cares? Let's go back and judge the shore. Meaning by the case of short time, everything makes sense, because if you judge the dini nefashos first, you're not going to pay dini mamonos, because the shore is not worth anything anymore. But by shore muad, who cares? You're not using the shore for payment. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Ashkechenu l'Rabbanu debay Rav. I went to the base medrash. Right? Rava, they had this kasha. Rava, right? Where do you find the answer? You go to the base medrash. So Rava went to the base medrash, and the Yasvi Kamri, and they were sitting, and they gave an answer, and they said, Hamani, who is this? Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Hatemani. This is Rabbi Shimon Hatemani. Right, Damar, who said, he, right, the Amar, who said, Ma Egrof, again, if you saw yesterday, Miyuchad, Shemasr, Le'ida, Ule'idim, right, again, that, again, if you remember yesterday, we had a machokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, right, if you have to analyze, right, the murder weapon, if you have to bring in the murder weapon, right, to the Beis Din, right, where you're accusing somebody. So Rabbi Shimon HaTemani says, again, the example on the pasuk says that if you punch somebody in the face, right, you have use your fist and you kill somebody, right, so the pasuk says, Vika Ish Esrehu, Be'egev, Evan over a grove, right, like a stone or a fist, just like a fist, right, is miuchat, right, is you know, is able to be viewed by the edim and the witnesses in the court. So this alma apparently be'inan umdina de beidina. Apparently, what does he hold? Rabbi Shimon Teimani holds, right, that you need an umdina, you need a some sort of evaluation, right, in the Beis Din. If you came in the gamar dina lekatala, right, lo mashinale lo umdina de beidina, and once you kill the shore, right, then you don't keep it around, right, for the Beis Din to evaluate. Are you going to kill it? Right, again, if you do the dini nefashos case first, right, for the shor muad, so the shor muad is gone. Right, you take it out of Beis Din and kill it. You don't wait around. You do the dini mamonos case. We have to analyze it, and so therefore lo manina the dine, right, we don't push off the judgment, right, and therefore since there's no evaluation that you can do, the guy's not going to have to pay dini mamonos. The amina lehuana, and Rava just points out that that's the answer I got from the Talmud of the Beis Medrash. So then Rava had said to him, Afil Tim Rabbi Akiva. No, you can even say this Rabbi Akiva, right, who says that you don't have to actually bring in the murder weapon to Beis Din. No, the case could be where the owner ran away, right? Who cares where the shore's owner ran away? If you look at Rashi, Rain Chavin Lo Adam, Shalob Bufanov. We don't make a person obligate money, right? If he's not around, we don't make a person pay. Right? A person has to, the guy who has to, who's, I guess, what do you call it? The defendant has to be around, right, for him to be obligated money, and therefore that's why you can't do the money case in a scenario where the shore, you know, is chayiv nefashos. Gemara says ibarach called lo din din nefashos. Well, Gemara says, one second, if the owner ran away, right, if they didn't do the din nefashos case, how can they even start the case without the bailam? Right, the whole case starts if the bailam is there, right? You have a plaintiff and a defendant. If the guy's not around, you can't bring him to Beis Din. Gemara says, yeah, the couple said they ubarach. No, we started the court case. They have edim, and then the guy got, you know, saw how things were going, and he got out of there. Gemara says, okay, so fehechu mishtalim. Well, if that's true, if the if the, in the case, right, if you're telling me that what's it called? That he's, you do the mamonos and then you do the nefashos, where is the shor being paid from? I mean, if the guy ran away, right, and the shor, right, is going to be put to death for the murder, right? So the guy's not going to be able to get anything. Gemara says miridia from the guy. Yes, you can take the shor even though the owner's not around. You take the shor, right, and then take the ox and rent it out for to ridia to plow to be choresh. Right, to plow a field, and then he gets money like that. So Gemara says, "Why hachi? If that's true, tam nidine dani mamonos bereisha finish tam meridia." Well, why don't we do the same thing with a short tam? Right, we said only by a short tam you can only do the fashos. If you do the nefashos first, right, and then you can't do the mamonos because you have to pay migufo of the shore. So why don't we do the same answer over here by a short tam? Right, that why don't we do the dani mamonos first? Let the guy. Plow, use the shore to plow. I have 100 dinin nefashos, and then you can, you know, do the dinin nefashos case and kill the shore. So why don't we suggest that? Summer of Mari Bere Rav Kahana Zosomeres Ridia Aliyah Demarahu, because it must be that Ridia, that plowing, when you rent the shore out for plowing, that must be min Aliyah. That's not Migufo Shor Shor, because again, a short time only pays Migufo. So it must be that's considered min ha'aliyah, right? And obviously that doesn't work for a short time, and therefore that suggestion, right, is not available to us. That's the following shayla. Yesh omid l'nezikin o ein omid l'nezikin. Do you need to do an umdina? Do you have to do an evaluation for nezikin? Meaning, again, the same machlokas as we had before by Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon HaTemani, right, that was by murder. Do we have the same, right, do we have to have an umdina like according to Rabbi Shimon HaTemani? Does that apply by damages as well? Do we say, right, that we're going to do this evaluation and analyzing, right, if the murder weapon could have done the murder, but that's by murder. But b'hachi nafka nafshka, because the guy died. B'hachi lo nafka nafshka, b'hachi lo nafka neshama, aval nezikin koldehu. Right, but in the case where the guy did not die, right, so maybe, you know, you could, it doesn't matter. You can damage somebody with anything, right? Then, you know, with a penny if you throw it hard enough. So oldim aloshno, maybe no, right, that we do an evaluation in both cases. So Gemara have four possibilities, and finally we'll answer it from our brisa that we saw yesterday. Toshma, I'll bring you a proof. Right, this Mishnah is earlier in Masechta Daf Nun. Ma bor sheyesh bo kedei lahem is asar tvachim. Af kol sheyesh bo kedei lahem is asar tvachim. Again, we said that a boar can kill a shore or another animal, right, if it's 10 tvachim deep. Have a psuchim, pchusim rather, me asar tvachim, if it's less than 10 tvachim, but af otago shor chomor, umeis. If it's 8 tvachim and the animal fell in and died, so then potter, then he's going to be potter. But who's like bo chayef? But if there was damage, right, the animal was damaged, so then he's going to be chayef, right? And that's again because the pit is less than 10 tvachim, he's still able to do damages. The Gemara says, "My lav, matalamala kachashiv." Aren't we cheshbening out from down to up? Meaning that the whole thing is less than 10 tvachim, from down to up, right? The whole thing. And this is what we're saying, that miasara v'ad mi tefach v'ad asara. Misalaka nezikinika, from one tefach, right, up until 10 tefachim, right, there's damages, right, but there's no damages for misa, there's no death, meaning there's no chiyuv for misa. Alma, apparently, what do you see in the nezikin koldehu? Apparently we see that this nezikin can be damaged, right, anybody can have any type of nezikin, that again, the chiyuv is whether it's 0.1 tefachim or 9.9 tefachim, and shemar minah inam umdin nezikin, so you don't have to have you don't have to have an evaluation. It doesn't matter, right, how high or how big it was. If it was less than 10 tefachim and it damaged, then you're going to be chayef. So Gemara says, no, that's not exactly what we're talking about. Mimala lamata kachashiv. We're going, right, from top down, meaning that, again, it was definitely deeper than 10 tefachim. V'hachi kamer, what we're saying is that asara misa'ika, pachos me'ach asara purta, nezikinika misa'laka. That if it's 10 tefachim, there is chiyuv for if the animal dies. If less than that, a tiny little bit less than that, there's damages, but there's no chiyuv for death, right? For nezikin, but no chiyuv for misa. Well, olam really, im lecha, really, what I would say to you, yesh omid lenezikin, v'chol midi nemidi, kiyecha imitaska be'inan. And really, there is an umdina. There is really an evaluation, right? In every scenario, right, you have to make sure that the cow, you know, it was hard enough for the cow, right, to have been damaged by the boar. You have to see how hard it was, how strong the pit is, or how powerful, it's also not a good word, right, how you have to evaluate whether the pit was able to damage the shore or not. Okay, next brisa, potential potential proof for whether you need an evaluation for Nezikin, right, if the item in question could have caused the damage or not. So you call Eino Vesimo Olas Novechersho. Again, we talked about the last couple of blocks. We've been talking about knocking out the eye of a slave or making him deaf. In these two cases, right, you're talking about tooth, but here you're talking about making him deaf. Anyway, so if you hit him on his eye and he blinded him, or you hit him on his ear and he made him deaf, so Evi Joseph Ben Lecheiros, then he goes free. Keneged Eino Veino Roa, Keneged Ozno Veino Shomea, but if you hit the slave near the eye or near the ear, in Evi Joseph Ben Lecheiros, right, even if you have you can't see or can't hear, right, so then he doesn't go free. My time, why is that? Isn't that because we needed some sort of evaluation? Apparently you see that you do need an evaluation for Nezikin. So Gemara says, no, not really. Because we say that, no, it wasn't the slave, it wasn't the slap or the injury to the slave. The slave freaked himself out, and that's why, right, he has the injury or the resulting blindness or deafness right now. Right, it's not the actual smack in the face that caused it. The Tanya is on the Reza Hamaviz Chavero. Right, Poter Medina Adam Chay Medina Shemayim. A person scares his friend, and then the guy freaks out and he gets hurt. So Poter Medina Adam, because you didn't really cause the damage, but you Chay Medina Shemayim. Right, you do have to do tshuva and you have to pay, right, to be Yotzei Medina Shemayim. Ketzad, how does that work? Talk about Ozno V'Chersho. Again, if we had a discussion what that means exactly, but let's say he blew shofar in someone else's ear. So then you're going to be Potter. Right? Then you're going to be Potter. That's Medina Adam. Because again, the noise, right, is not Mamashus, right? And the guy shocked himself into injury. Achzo, but if you grabbed him, and then we talked about Ozno V'Chersho, and then he blew into his ear, and then he got deaf, so then you're going to be Chayev, because that was actually a Maisa. Okay, so again, so that doesn't help us either. Tashma, bring another proof. Now, Chamisha Devarim, again, those are the five things a person has to pay if he damages somebody else. Omdenoso venoson lamiyad, right? We evaluate, and you give it to him right away. Ripoy v'sheves ad shidis rapeh, and if it's ripoy, if it's healing and sheves, and the fact that you can't work, so that's until he gets better. Omdenu huvayim misnavna v'holich, if they evaluated him and he's getting worse, meaning it took much longer than he thought. He said he was going to be in the hospital for a week. He's there for a month. You only give him the week in the hospital and not more than that. Amdu v'hivri, and the opposite is true. If they thought he'd be in the hospital for a week and got out in a day, you give him the whole amount. Again, regardless of what the psak is, apparently we are evaluating. Skumar says, no, the name of Gavra, right, to evaluate a guy who gets injured, right, how long he's going to be out for, that's not a kasha. Obviously, you're going to make some sort of evaluation, or you're not going to, how do you know how much money he has to pay, right? You obviously have to evaluate. We don't know. We don't just send him a bill after it's done, but based on his poskening right now. So we evaluate, okay, it'll be in a month, a week, whatever, etc. Right, the question is, do we evaluate the item, meaning the thing back to playing Clue, the candlestick, or the rope, or the wrench, or the lead pipe, right? Was it able to make this damage or not? So what's the deal with that? So the Gemara says, finally, Tashma, bring a proof, Shema, Teimani, Omer. Again, we just saw this yesterday. Again, that's what we recorded yesterday, right? That basically we're required to have some sort of evaluation. And again, even Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees, right? So he doesn't disagree in the sense that you don't need an evaluation. He just holds that you can do it with Edom, right? You don't have to actually bring the weapon into Beis Din, right? So apparently we see that we do, in fact, need an umdina, some sort of evaluation of the weapon. Viter. Now, Amar Mar, again, just, oh, sorry, not Viter, well, yes, Viter, but let's just finish up. Amar Mar Amdu Hivri, if they evaluated him and it got better, he gets the whole amount. That proves Rava's Shita Damarava. Rava says, Hi, Mandamdu Lakulioma, Itzbach Palgoyoma. If someone's evaluated, he's going to be in bed all day, then really, got better halfway through. And he got 1 o'clock, he clocked in and went back to work. You give him money for the entire day. Why? Because Mishamayahu Durachmel, because it's from Shemayim, right? He had Kosh Baruch had mercy on him and got him better, but really, right, he should have been in bed all day. Okay, fine. Now, back to the Mishnah again. We had said, again, different cases of boshes, different types of embarrassment. We had said in the Mishnah, Rukvik v'Yigia Bo Haruk. right? If he spat on somebody and he spit is on him, behavior, right? Or he took off his clothes, right? So we said he paid 400 zuz. Amar Rav Papa, lo shanu elabo, alo bigdo lo. That's only if he spit on the person, not on his clothing. The Gemara says, I have an heavy kibayish b'dvarim. Well, why isn't that the same as embarrassing somebody with words? Because it's not going to stay, right? You can wash it out. Right, but again, it shouldn't be any worse than being embarrassed in public with words. So Amar Marava, Meshmed Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin. What do you see? Zos Amaris teaches us that Baishu B'Dvarim Batar Miklum. If a person embarrasses him with words, right, that's nothing. Even you berate somebody in public, right, that's not something you're going to have to pay for. And again, the case is that a physical embarrassment, right? You grab something. You do some sort of physical embarrassment, that's going to be the pain of boshes. But even though, obviously, it's terrible avera to embarrass somebody in public, right? Again, a lot of memoir chazal, throw yourself in a fire, etc., as opposed to being embarrassing someone in person, in public, rather. But again, that's not going to be resulting in the payment of boshes. Hakol lefi kvodo, if you remember, right, we had said you have to pay 400 zuz, according to, say, Rabbi Akiva, right, for a couple of those things, right, and then we had said everything depends on, right, the guy's kavod. Right, so we mentioned when we read the Mishnah, right? Is that a chumra or a kula? Meaning, if you give me a price, right, certain prices in the Mishnah, right, and then you tell me, well, it really depends on the guy's honor. Well, is that, which way is that rolling, right? Deika ani. Is it the kula kamar dika ani the low boy of the mishka kuli high? Do you mean to say that sometimes there's a person who's not so kavodik and he doesn't get as much in the Mishnah, right? Meaning, and therefore the Mishnah numbers is a maximum, right? And there are some people that are less kavodik. Oh, dom lechumra kamar. Maybe it's a chumra dika usher the boy in the mesa of leitfei, that if a person is really kavodik, if you embarrass the president, then you have to pay a ton. And the Shirim and the Mishnah are really a minimum. So Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring your proof. Dikamar Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva had said, right, again, what did he respond? He responded to those numbers. Afilu onei should be Yisrael, right, Ronos okilu heim ben chorim, sheodim yichseim, right, he said that even a poorest of the poor, right, we view them as if they are bnei chorim, free people that lost all their money, shem bnei avim yitzchak and Yaakov, because after all, right, they're Am Yisrael. So, again, that was Rabbi Akiva's response. Right, so we view everybody like that. So apparently, Shema Minot, Tanakama, Lukulukamar. So it must be, again, Rabbi, that, what is Rabbi Akiva saying? Rabbi Akiva says we view everybody, right, as if even a poor person, we view him as if he is on a higher level. So it must be that the Tanakama was saying you should pay the poor person less. Right, and the Tanakama meant it was a kula, and therefore Shema Minot, right, and for sure that's a good proof for that. Okay. Again, that whole story with Rabbi Akiva. Guy took a woman's head covering. She came to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said 400 zuz. Asked for time to raise money, right? Brought edom that she uncovered her own hair, right, in public. And Rabbi Akiva said that's not a good proof. You still have to pay her. Okay. But me avinan zman. The Gemara says 1 second. If you're mechayev and beis din, the guy says give me some time, right, so you can prove that she's not sneezing or whatever. I don't know. Since when do we do that? Right? If I'm Rabbi Chinina, ain't no sin zman lechavalos. Right? You don't give time for damages, or a person has to pay money for damages. Right? You gotta go right away. Don't give me a year to make the money back. So the Gemara says no. Ki lo avion lezman lechavalos. No, by an injury when you damage somebody, you have to pay. You don't give anybody time because the chazir mamona. Because now that guy lost money. You punch him in the face. He can't work. He's got to pay doctor's bills. He's losing money. Avalaboshes. But what did this guy do? He just embarrassed her. The lo chazir mamona. There's no money that she's losing. She's just entitled to be paid. So then, sure enough, you can. Right, we can pass on that. The guy should have some time. Okay. Shamra Omedes al Pesach Hatzer. Again, that whole story where he kind of waited for her and dropped this oil and she kind of kept the oil or whatever. Right, very odd. And Rabbi Akiva kind of was like, that doesn't matter. So Gemara says, I ve'atanya amalo Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't the price say, Rabbi Akiva said back to him, Salalta b'mayim adirim. Right, you dove into deep waters, and all you got back was a piece of pottery, meaning it was worthless. Adam Rashai Lechavol, and that's not the point that we're trying to bring out, but Rabbi Akiva had said, and our Brisa says right here, that Adam Rashai Lechavol Ba'asma, a person is allowed to damage themselves. And the Mishnah says a person is not allowed to damage himself, and other people are allowed. And other people not are allowed, but if they no, the Mishnah said that other people are that you're not allowed to damage yourself, and other people certainly are not allowed to damage you, and they have to pay. Right here, you're saying that a person is allowed to damage himself, and that if other people damage him, he has to pay. So which is it? Or are you allowed to stab yourself or not? Some Rav, Rav says, lo kasha kan v'chavala kan v'boshes. It depends, right? To do chavala, to do an actual wound, so then, no, that's also, you can't do that to yourself. But to embarrass yourself, you're allowed to walk around in a clown suit in the middle of Times Square or whatever. So he says, I have amas nisa and boshes, but one second, that can't be the good answer, because our Mishnah is talking about boshes. Right? Our Mishnah is literally dealing with embarrassment. Right, the Katani and the Braisa says, or and the Mishnah says rather, Hachovu Basma Afal Bishein or Roshai Poter. The Mishnah literally said beferish that if you damage yourself, you can't tell me the Mishnah is talking about boshas. You literally said damage. So Kumar says Hachi Kamali. Now this is what Rabbi Kiva meant to say right to the guy in our Mishnah. Right, Lomi Boya Boshes the other Roshai the Vayishes Atzma. No, you don't even need to tell me. The person is allowed to embarrass himself, and so someone, right, so the fact that the woman's embarrassing herself by taking off her hair. Head covering, right? That doesn't have any impact on the fact that you embarrassed her in public. But even damages, right? If you cut yourself, even a person where a person is not allowed to do it to himself, if other people do it, so they're going to be chayav. Really, a person is not allowed to damage himself? Tanya, we learned in Rabbeisa, Yachol nishba lahara be'atzma v'lo hera. Yachol, you might have thought. Right, that in Nishba Lahara, that if a guy took a shvua, right, to do bad things to himself, be'atzmo, to himself, alohaira, and he didn't do it, he potter, they should be potter from bringing a korban for violating his shvua. So Gemara says, Tamom, and if Pazik says, Lahara lehitiv, that the nether can be bad or good. Ma'atav rishos, afhara lishos, just like the shvua to do something, right, has to do something that's optional, right? So too, right, if you do something bad, it has to be optional. Avin nishba lahara basma v'lohera. So that includes, right, if you swear to do something bad to yourself and you didn't. So you see that a person, anyway, you take a nether to do something bad to yourself, you are allowed to make a, you know, to be mechabal by yourself, to take some sort of wound in yourself, some sort of damage. No, the guy's not saying he's going to stab himself in the arm. Right? The guy's going to say that he's going to sit and take a tinus. That's bad for you. Right? So that, if he doesn't do that, so then he's violated his nether. But one second, we have a comparison, right, to do bad to other people. Right, again, you have that, what's it called? Right, meaning the Bryce says also, right, that if you swear to do something bad to other people, right, so it can't mean that doing bad means putting in a fast, because lo shivim b'tainis achayim mi mosiv lo b'tainisa. How in the world are you going to make other people fast? The Gemara says, actually, in b'mahadik lo ba'andruna, b'indruna, meaning you can lock them up. Getting a little dark here, but the Gemara says, yeah, sure, why not? You can lock them in a room, and that way they will have to fast, and they'll have to feed. If you swear to do that, then you'll be violating your nether. The Gemara says, "V'atanya v'ezo haras achirim akeb plani v'eftabo esmocho." But one second, the Brisa says, what does it mean to do bad to other people? You punch him in the face, and I'll crack his head open. So that's clearly talking about damages. Ella, Gemara says, you're right. So in the end, we're stuck. And therefore, we say Tanahi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanaim. V'ikaman d'amar, ain't Adam rashay l'chavu ba'atzmo. V'ikaman d'amar, Adam rashay l'chavu ba'atzmo. It's a machlokas whether a person is able to damage himself and he's allowed to or not. My Tana d'shmele, Adam ain't Adam rashay l'chavu ba'atzmo. Who's the one who holds that you're not allowed to do that? Ilay mahay Tana who? Maybe it's this Tana. The Tana was learned by Sav. Va'ach es dimchem l'nashos sechem edrosh. That's a pasuk, if I'm not mistaken, when Akash Baruch Hu is telling Noach that he's not allowed to kill, right? That's, you're allowed to kill animals, you're not allowed to kill people. And Akash Baruch Hu will be doresh your blood, right? Meaning he'll demand, punishment, it's osir. And Rabbi Elazar says, miyad nafshasechem edrosh es shimchem, es dimchem, that from your souls I will get your blood, meaning I will seek out for your blood, meaning that it's usher to commit suicide, and Akash Baruch will punish a person for that. But Dilma Kut L'Shani, as the Gemara says, Dilma Kut L'Shani, maybe that's different. Right? That can't be necessarily the Tana that holds that you're allowed to damage yourself, because maybe that's talking about suicide, and maybe you're not allowed to kill yourself, and maybe you are allowed to, I don't know, cut yourself on the arm or whatever. So Gemara says, Ella Hai Tana. No, this, rather, it's this Tana that says, the Tanya is one of the Nebraisa Makriyan Alames, Velomi Darkiya Mori. A person is allowed to tear clothing in pain, right? Not obviously not the mitzvah of kriya, but the tear of clothing, just in frustration about when a person passes away, when someone else passed away, obviously. Velo medarkei amori, that's not considered to be, you know, things that the goyim do. Rabbi Elazar omer, shamati me'ashem akrea alameis yoser midai. If a person does it too much, Rabbi Elazar says, lo kamishem baltashkes. It gets malchus for baltashkes, but kol shekein gufo. And certainly, again, if Rabbi Elazar says you're chayev, you know, you're chayev for tearing your shirt, certainly you'd be chayev if you damage yourself. And that's just interesting that we went from one extreme to the next, right? We said if a person commits suicide, certainly he's allowed to hurt himself. And then we said, no, if a person's allowed to, you know, tear his clothing, then certainly he's allowed to hurt himself, right? We meant kata lakata, but okay, either way. The Gemara says that can't be our taina either, because don't begot him shiny. Maybe clothing are different. Say the lohadr lahu. Now, you might have thought the Gemara is about to say clothing is different because it's not as valuable, right? And you shouldn't, obviously, it doesn't necessarily mean if you can tear your clothing, you can tear your skin or your body. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, say the lohadr lahu, because you can never get back your clothing, right? Which is why, but fascinating what the Gemara says. But let's check out this next line. Kihad Rabbi Yochanan Kari the Mani Mechbuda. Rabbi Yochanan would say his clothes are the things that honor him. And Rav Chista, Kad having maske beni hismi vihigi, right? When he would walk amongst like thorns and like prickly, you know, bushes that would rip his clothing, he would lift up the bottom of his, they used to wear robes or whatever, he would lift up the bottom of his clothes, Omar, and he would say, Ze mala ruka vize ina mala ruka. Right? The leg is going to heal, but the clothing is not going to heal. Right? So you see that, maybe clothing is different because you can never get back clothing, but your leg will heal from some scratches. It's Elas, it must be high tana. This is the tana that holds that you're not allowed to damage yourself. Who? The tana is on the Rabbi Sir, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Hakapar, Baribi. Rabbi Lozer, Hakapar, Baribi says, Ma Tamalomar, what does the Pazik say when it says, V'chipar love Asher Chata al HaNefesh? This is talking about the Nazir. Right? What is the Kapar that a Nazir needs for doing a chait? What chait did a Nazir do? El Shatir Asma Minayayin, right? He removed him, you know, he bothered himself, or he pained himself by not drinking wine, right? For the fact he refrained from having that hana, right? That's a type of kapara. If you remember, that's all the way back in Masechas Nazir, and then we saw it in Nedarim as well, right? That Rabbi Elazar kapara says that the Nazir is a chote for not, you know, indulging in something that Kosh Baruch Hu made mutter. Follow Devarim Kal V'chomer, now it's a Kal V'chomer, right? Uma ze shalotzir atzmam elamin ayayin nikar chote. Someone who just refrained from drinking wine is a sinner. Hamatzar atzmam mikol davar alachas kamim kamva. Certainly, if a person, if a person makes himself refrain from eating anything, meaning when a person fasts, right, according to Rabbi Elazar Kapar, that's also not appropriate. For no reason, right? That's not appropriate either, because Kosh Baruch Hu gave you a beautiful physical world, and then you should enjoy it. And obviously, and therefore, if a person's not allowed to stab himself or whatever, according to Rabbi Elazar Kapar. Okay, fine. Weiter. Hakotzis Nitziosav, we had mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, right, again, Rabbi Akiva had said this to prove his point, if you cut down your own trees, are you not allowed to? And if other people, you're meaning your potter, right, you're not allowed to, but you're obviously not going to have to pay yourself, but someone else, right, if he does it, they're going to be chayiv. So Tani Rabbi Bar Chana Kamei D'Rav. Shori Hirakta Nitiosi Katsatsta, if a guy says, you killed my shore, or you cut down my trees, and Ata Amarta Li Lahorgo, and the guy says back to him, Ata Amarta Li Lakotso, then what do you mean? You told me to do it. You told me to kill your shore. You told me to cut down your trees. So the Gemara says, Potter. So Amalei, Rav says back to Rav Rechana, what are you talking about? Him Cain, right? Lo Shavakta Chai Lebriyasa, right? Kol Kamine. So I don't understand. So every defendant can just be like, you told me to do it, and then you don't have to pay? Right? That doesn't work. So Amalei, no. So they said, the case is, Amarle Asme, should I erase this brisa? Meaning, so obviously, because it makes no sense. So Amarle said back to him, lo, no. Targum explained Masnisach that the brisa means Peshora Omid Lahariga Beilan Haomid Lekitza. That's the case is where the shore is ready to be killed, right? It's ready to be shechted. The tree is ready to be cut down. Well, okay, if that's the case, so what's the Balabais claiming? He's coming to Beis Din and saying, you kill my shore, you kill my tree. What do you mean? You could cut it down in 10 minutes. Like, what's the problem? So Gemara says, the Amar Leik, he said to him, Ana be'ina lemevet ha-mitzvah. No, so I said, I wanted to do, right, the mitzvah myself. Again, Pasha says, if you look at Rashi, what mitzvah are we talking about? Where is that Rashi? It's basically smack in the middle. No, that's not. Is that what it is? Where is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so the shore up higher, right? Smack in the middle of Rashi. Why is the shore ready to be killed? Why is this tree ready to be cut down? So if you look at Rashi, so Omeid Lahariga, Rashi says, Shor Shehemis. The case is, it's a shore haniskal, shore that has to get stoned because the shore killed somebody. Or Omeid Lekitzitza, why is the tree ready to be cut down? Ashera, it's a tree that's been worshipped for Avodah Zarah. Okole Tenotze Rishu Saravim, Misari Shema Yipol Adam Vyomos. Or, probably more common, right? It's a tree that's leaning into Rishu Saravim, and we're nervous that the tree's going to fall over and kill somebody. So those are mitzvahs. And so the guy's like, he's not coming to them and yelling at him for destroying his property. He's saying, hey, I want to do that mitzvah. V'etanya, and we'll learn the V'shafach v'chisa, that the pasuk says you shecht a bird or a chaya, right? And then you, v'chisa, you cover its blood. Mishafach yichase, right? And the person who does the shechita is the mitzvah, right? Is allowed, not allowed, is supposed to be the person who does the covering of the blood. And sure enough, it happened once that a guy shechted, let's say, a bird, right? And some other guy came with dirt, said, jumped in there, I got the mitzvah, right? And covered the blood. And what happened? Rabbi Gamliel said, you got to give him 10 golden coins, right, for stealing that mitzvah. So too, that's the case that the guy is claiming, right, in Beis Din. Okay, we'll stop at the 2 dots. We'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.